Okay, Rabbi Say, good morning. Today will be the last shiur before the Bechina, so the plan, Bez Hashem, is have a shiur today, and then you'll be off until next Wednesday, where you have the Bechina, the Wednesday before Shavuos. And then after Shavuos, that Shavuos is on Sunday, Monday, so that Tuesday will resume, the Tuesday after Shavuos. Because we'll have the Bechina the Wednesday before Shavuos.
Shavuos Thursday?
Huh?
Shavuos Thursday?
Which Thursday? Okay, today's shiur is about Bishalach. Halacha Perek Zayin, Perek Yudzayin Halacha Tes is the same halacha we saw yesterday. Yesh Shem Dvar Machadim Asru Osam Chachom Afal Pishen Yisur Yikr Ben HaTorah Gazru Aleim Kedei Misrachek Men HaAkum. So they wanted us to be Misrachek Men HaAkum, so we shouldn't intermarry. Yadol Dechastos. So Eilu Hein Asru Lishtos Yimam Afil Mokum Shein Lochash Liyay Nesach. Hopefully in June we'll talk more about that. So also lechal pitam or bishuleim. So today is the bishuleim. So even if the food is technically kosher ingredients, nonetheless, Chazal made this sisser. That's mentioned the Mishnah here in the Avodah Zarah on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Shlokos. She says, "Kol David shebishlo v'chachom afil b'chli Torah v'kulum shem chastas." Kulum shem chastas. Rabbi Ganach likes to point out that the Rashi on page 3 in Lamed Chesamid Aleph, when he says, "Midrabbanu shlo yisol rogil etzlo v'machol v'mishtav yechalenu dover tamei." That he gives a different reason of Bishalachim besides the Isav Chastos. He gives a different reason, Shem Yechilenu Dover Tomei. So Rabbi Ganach wrote an article years ago on this topic. So he wanted to try and understand what Rashi gives the other reason. And basically, I think he said that the idea being that maybe the extra reason makes it an Issa Chefza, that's why there's an opinion that you even have to do Chagolos Kalim by Bishalachim, right? We'll see, in contrast to Pasachim, which we said yesterday, that there would be only an Issa Gavra, Mishum Chasnos, so they didn't ask at the time. Okay. The famous idea, the famous two halachas that are set over here in the Gemara, here on page 3. So the Gemara says in Lamed Chesamid Aleph on page 3. In the second line, Amar of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Kol Anechal Kamoshu Chai Eimbo Mishum Bishalachum. So anything that is eaten raw, like you could eat an apple raw, so then even if a guy cooks an apple, that's not Bishalachum, because apples, carrots, you can eat raw. There's even a whole discussion in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes in one place that things that nechal kamosho chai, maybe there's no iser bishul on Shabbos. And that's a whole discussion. The Rambam writes such a thing. because that would seem to imply that, you know, water than pastures as there is. So that's a whole discussion when we learn Hilchos Shabbos to see the what's pshat in the Rambam. Does this halacha really apply, that maybe the din of Bishul b'Shabbos b'Nechol k'moshu chai maybe is only a din d'Rabbanan and not a din d'Raisa? It's a whole pilpul within the Shitas HaRambam. But certainly for Hilchos Bishul Akum, if it's Nechol k'moshu chai, that's one basic halacha. It's Ein bo mishum Bishul Akum. That's number one. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Kol she'inu nechol al shulchos malachim lafetz bo sapas Ein bo mishum Bishul Akum. So anything that is, so the way it's normally said over is that it's nechol al shulchon malachim. The king, you know, would serve it at his banquet. So we'll see. The Rambam uses a lashon here. On page 5, Perek Yitzayin, Halacha Tezvav, Abed v'mamurim, v'dovetru ochel al shulchan b'lochim b'lechol bo tapas, g'on boso beitzim v'dogim v'heyotzim him. V'al dovet she'inu ola al shulchan b'lochim b'lechol bo tapas, g'on turmusim she'sholku bo'akum afabi she'inechom chayim harim mutar v'chein kol k'yotzim him, she'ikar g'zerim shum chasnus, Shulu yizamnu ha'akum etzlo besuda. V'dorah she'enu ola ol shulchum lochim lochol bo sapas ein odam zamen chaver olof. Because you usually will invite a friend to your house to eat, you know, something that's chashuv, right? You know, when you invite someone over, you have to have a certain chashivas. So if it's not all al shulchan malachim, so then it shows that it's not choshev, and you would never have been mazmin your friend. Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab, Rav Shechtas had this over. I heard it from Rav Schwab himself, and he met with the Chazon Ish, and he was asking him anything about sardines, something, whether he would, whether it's a shaylah bishul akum, cooked by a goy. Something along the lines of he said that you know, the queen or whatever would eat it, you know, for breakfast, that's enough, even if it's not at the at the official banquet. That's a question. But the simple pshat in the Rambam is it means it's a some chashuv machal, and if it's a chashuv machal, so then that's the thing you would invite someone over for. Yeah.
Ola al malachim is kind of, it's confusing and so subjective. I know you just explained a little bit of the sardines, you guys have the official banquet. At a time where there's not real kings, or when you go to, does it only mean that President Obama's banquet, or what he would eat? But he has a barbecue, he has potato chips. Like, how are we supposed to know what Ola al malachim?
Yeah, right. You know, some would say maybe, you know, canned things. You know, when you serve at a dinner, you don't serve the canned vegetables. You serve freshly cooked. So it's a hard category, but to specifically define. But it's a certain level of chashivas. We'll try to understand the more as we proceed here. But la halacha, as long as you have one of these two kulas, you're good to go. As long as you have the kula of shul, either, in other words, you don't need both kulas. As long as you have one of the kulas, then that's sufficient. So it's okay. So those are the two basic kulas. Now. The Gemara has more. The Gemara says on page 4, Lamed Chesam at Beis.
So the Gemara says, the first word in the line is towards the top. Bein shehiniach ovikachovim hafach Yisrael. Bein shehiniach Yisrael v'hafach ovikachovim mutar v'eino osso shetet chivoso v'gomro b'yad ovikachovim. So Bishul Akum means the Akum did the whole Bishul process. So if the Yisrael put the food on the fire and the Akum was flipping it, you know, with the spatula or vice versa, so then as long as Yisrael had certain some involvement, so that's it. That would make it not Bishul Akum, because it has to be totally al yidei the Akum. So that Gemara only speaks about the putting it on the fire and the flipping. So there is a discussion in the Rishonim, in the Rashba here on page 7. What's the din if it? Say the guy put it on the fire and it's already machal bedrusai, so it's already got to the shear of roi lachila. So now the Israel's involvement, we say that's irrelevant because it's already roi lachila, or no, it's not machal, it's not mevushal kol tzarcho yet. So maybe, so the Rashba writes in the Bais HaKotzer here on page 7, hiniach ovi kachovim ovi gimulim vigiyem machmas masav lamachal bedrusai afu pisha bo Yisrael v'gomer bishulo is it osur. Right, so he says a chumra here that as long as it got to machal b'drusai of the akum, and Yisrael is getting involved afterwards, it's too late. So this is a discussion in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rosh, on page 10, Easy Misha also Tavshil Shabishlo Avik Kachavik Kamachol Ben Dusai Vigomer Yisrael. Right, so that's the Rashba we said. That Israel is already too late. Whereas in Sharinim Hecha Shabishli Israel Kumachal Ben Shusai. His raya is because if Israel would Vashel Kumachal Ben Shusai and then Akum would then continue after that, it's already too late for the Akum to mess it up. So too, it's too late for Israel to save it. He thinks no, that lahakel they made it kimavushal, that once it got to machal b'drusai it's kimavushal, and therefore the goy can't mess it up, but not lahakmer. In other words, if the goy made it to machal b'drusai, then the Yisrael could still get involved afterwards. So the Amar Garim Kuvi Bishul, the Kuvi Bishula, Dovik Chav Alav Melsi. That's why Niach Yisrael, Kuvim Bishul and Yisrael, Mahani, Lahatir, Bahaniach, Ovi Chachovim. Avvi Shei Lofach, Bahav HaBashal. So then it comes out of Machlokes Rishonim, the Rashba and the Rosh, whether Yisrael could still save the day if it's after Machal Ben Drusai. So let's see. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look. Page 18. So, of course, Bishlo Yisrael, Ma'at Bishulo, Bain Bithila, Bain Bithself, Mutter, the Fiha, Minia, Kavin Belso, Dale, Gavias, Waffle, Israel, the Boss of Higgis Bithari, or Higgis Yisrael. the Gemara of Kavim is a mutter. So he says, all you have to do is do a little bit. So let's see even more on Halacha Tes. Halacha Ches and Tes on the next page, on 19. Nasa Yisrael Kedera La'esh V'silka Uvav V'Kachavim Hechzira Aser. Okay, Negil Machal Ben Jusai Shushlish Bishula Kishol Silka. So Yisrael puts a Kedera La'esh. So then the guy takes it out. So if it wasn't Machal Ben Jusai, then the guy puts it back, it's Aser. But if it already got machal ben drusai, so you're good. But in bishul of a chavuk machal ben drusai gom Yisrael, yesh lo aser. So that's the rash b'shita, that it's too late. And we came who erev Shabbos or erev Yontif, or yesh hefsed meruba. Right. So that's the rash b'shita. That's basically aser. And the Ramah quotes the Rosh Hashita. Yesh matirim b'chol inyan, because we said the din of machal ben drusai was only said l'chumra, was not said said l'kula, not l'chumra. Okay. Now we mentioned yesterday the Rambam Shita. We mentioned yesterday the Rambam Shita that by Pasakum. So right, so we talked about the various stages of the Melechus Papas and all so long as this Israel is involved. And then the Rambam said, even if he throws a piece of wood into the thing, that, you know, even if he didn't make the fire, but he threw a piece of wood into it, it's okay. So the Shaila is, what's the story? So that Rambam is accepted, but what's the story by Bishul Akum? So Bishul Akum maybe is Mochomer. So that's the Machlokes here between the Mechab and Ramah, the famous Machlokes here on page 18. Ein shgiras hatanur mo'elas ela bapas. Aval b'shar mishmashlim ein shgiras hatanur v'lo hadlokas ha'esh malam morid. Ela ha'nocha dafka. So the Mechabes Shita is that turning on the fire, and this is the psak for Sephardim. Sephardim are much more machmir, bishul akum than Ashkenazim. That turning on the fire doesn't mean anything to take away, you know, certain places, you know, a lot of restaurants and catering halls and different things. They have the, you know, the mashgiach come in the morning and turn on the fire, or turn on a pilot light. The question. So. Mechabeshita is no, it doesn't work. Hanocha, putting the food on the fire, that is the key. If it's done al yidei akum, it's bishul akum. If it's there only Yisrael, it's Yisrael. When we had the details about machal ben drusai or not, that's the shita of the mechaber. Yeah, so that would be, like Rabbi Abadi said to me, he thought that would be the same. If the food is there, and then you put the fire, once the food is there, there's no fire, that's like it's on the table. Right? So if you would light a fire, I think he told me that once, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Abadi, that if you would light the fire, so then stumble out should be good even for Sephardim, because now you're putting, that's called putting the food on the fire. Because putting food when there's no fire is nothing. So usually you put the food on the fire, there's a fire already, and then you put the food on the fire. But l'chor it should be the same, as Rabbi pointed out, if there's no fire on yet and then it turns on the fire, that's like putting the food on the fire, because that's putting the fire on the food and the food on the fire. In other words, the chiddush of the other shita, the Ramah here, is that yesh cholkim v'svirle the hadlokas sha'esh is good enough. The hadlokas sha'esh is good enough. The hadlokas sha'esh o kitu gicholim mahani. So that's what some people. So a lot of the restaurants and catering halls and this and that, they have non-Jewish cooks. Maybe we should get more Jews in the cooking field. Non-Jewish cooks. So these places, they don't have a mashkiach there the whole day, right? Fleishik places, you have a mashkiach there the whole day, mashkiach the midi, but like these other places, they can't afford to have a mashkiach to midi in these places. So the guy comes in the morning and he turns on the fire. So the Mechaber says that doesn't do anything, because in the end, the Ramah is the person who's meniach. We said, the only thing we said, maybe if the fire wasn't on, but so that's only good for the Ramah. So according to the Mechaber, you need to be niach the ochel, or at least put the fire, as Rav Abadi said, onto the ochel. But if you're just putting on a fire, and there's no ochel yet, so this is nothing. And the Ramah disagree. The Ramah has the kula, the kashita here, the isav heter here, we can see it inside in the original source. Page 11. So, Hamachabayom, the Israel should have some type of involvement with the fire. So the Ramah is more cool with it. The discussion: what if is putting on? Now we're a lot of places in the new stoves in the world today. The pilot lights are being phased out, and it's Rav Abadi thought, others maybe disagree, but Rav Abadi thought that even the pilot light's not good enough. Imam just to turn on the fire. That's why I always get, when I sometimes get an egg in one of these restaurants across the street, I want the Israel to turn on the fire for me, not just that they rely that a Jew put on the pilot light early in the morning. Because they have some Jewish workers, but sometimes the Jewish workers are not there, so. So Rav Abadi has a shuvah, he doesn't like the pilot light enough within the Ashkenazic shita. Okay, so then the Svarnim, it's difficult. Shver to design a Svarni. So they have these some type of coolers with the Svarnim. I mean, the simple shot is it's a tosser. Kipshuto. The Svarnim should, whatever. Okay, so let's go on, learn some more, and we'll see some more of the halachas. Yeah, he thought that was only the light that's gonna, in other words,
is the part of the light, but that's not the light that's ultimately cooking the food.
So I have to say that even if the fire is from yesterday, I take embers and I put it into my stove, and then I put it not into the stove,
not
that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll see. Okay. So let's take a look. There's a din of shvachos. If you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 17 in Halacha Daled, page 17. So in Halacha Daled he says, "Yesh misha matir b'shvacha shalonu, yesh misha osu afilu b'diavet." So the question is, there's a heter of shvachos. So what does shvachos mean? That you have workers. So what does that mean? If you have a worker, maybe that's not. There's no din of bishalachim. Or does it mean more than just a worker? I mean, it means a real shivcha that you own the. You know, what exactly does that mean? So there's a discussion. Say there's a Tshuvas HaRashba on page 12. Sha'alta, shvachas eilu haknuyus lanu, what's the din of shvachas haknuyus lanu? So the Rashba said, I don't know what you're talking about. Which, for what halacha? Tshuva, lo nisbar miloshon ha-sheila, le'eza inyan hi sheila. In inyan shvisa, is it that you're asking to do malacha for you on Shabbos? So what are you talking about? So here's a discussion here. And he says, next paragraph. Brother, I read in Bukhlal Gzeres Magon, Sheish me Rusein Shisha, Imu al Bishulei Avodim Vashvacha Shalon al Hatia. Some say there's a kula by Bishalakum. So the Rashba says, so Shvachas, what's the idea of Shvachas? Ein gzeres chasen zekor v'das al misha osim irtzon al avas Yisrael. In other words, if he's your friend, you have a neighbor, a very nice person, wants to cook for you, wants to be nice, so then it's a friend, and they're doing nice things for you, you might, who knows what next will lead. But if he's a worker, even though he can put a good worker, but it's basically a working relationship, an employer, you know, worker relationship, so that doesn't have the same key of hadas. So maybe that would not have a din of bishalachim. Because mokem main divrei mechuvar beinenu ve'einanu somchim ozeh elu shenogim anu iser b'mishuleim afilu b'diavad. But he says, he doesn't like that kula. And so if you look in the Shach, he has a whole discussion about about the story of the Shvachas. So he says, Shvachas Shalanu, says the Shach, Sipchot Zayin, Sheknuyus Lanu, the Melochod, Oved Ha'oved Chachovim, Yisrael, who Muzalav, Shabbos Men HaTorah. So maybe it's a real knuyos lanu, not just somebody you hire to work in your house. It's mamish eved, it's konui. You made a kinyan. That's what we call some tshuvas haramban. And that's the shvachas mayri harmachaber. But not lo b'shvachas shalanu shabartzos eilu shein knuyos lanu rakshin niskru l'shana.
In that case, is you know a real din that the economy. So that's part of the din of lo saseh kol melacha. You know, atav bincha avdecha. It's a real eved, real shivcha. So maybe that's what it's referring to. And so then he says, so according to that, the heter was only by shvachas that are pnuyas lanu. So then, so we don't view it as a full goy because it's pnuyas lanu. We have a kinyan on it, so maybe there's no bishalaka because it's knuyas lanu. So it's a shtickel yid. So if one with the kaya shvach is the. So that's one possibility. So then he says. That maybe. Okay, we'll see in a second. And then he says later on, then he says that svara that we said before, he calls it Truvas Ramban, we have in the Truvas Harashpa, that it's talking about shvachas that are not knuyas lanu, but they're just employed. You didn't make a kinyan, you didn't make a real... you know, Evid Kanani type of thing that you were toivel him the shame, you know, the real Kenyan, just a guy, a hired worker. So he says that's far. Ezekir Vadas, we call Mokam Indivre Mukhuvar, Main on the Sokhum Zev, Unmogam Israel, the Evid, that's the thing we saw in the Chuba. Chedu Bechuva Sarashba, right, so the Chuva Ramban, Chuva Sarashba, Vizay Yishlom and Svasa Matish, Chosu Mukhabu Mitam. So it could be that it's referring to that case. That's referring to shvachos that are not knuyas lanu, and therefore there's a shita that says that's okay. And then Aval Pikein, the Rashba, the Ramban didn't like that shita. So, and then you have other middle shitas here that say that. It's nothing special about the shvachos. It's that we assume that there's a sheet of the Ravid, we'll see soon, that there's no din of Bishul Akum Beis Yisrael. So the shvachos are the Beis Yisrael. Or if it's Beis Yisrael, maybe it's not a heter of Beis Yisrael, but then the Jew was around to stoke the coals. So it was according to the first two pshatim that we said, that the din of shvachos is din of shvachos per se. Either because you knuyas lanu, so it's a shtick yid, or it's because they don't have kiruv hadas because they're employees. Or then you can say technical reasons that the shvachas shalanu, not that there's nothing special about the shvachas, it's that they're motzli bebeis Yisrael. And if you look. Take a look in the Tosfos on page 3, the Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, in the top Tosfos, he quotes the Ravid, the third line, Harav, Avram, Merab David, the Vade Shlokos Osu Chachamim, Sheobi Chachamim Vashlam Beveso. Avok Shum, Vashlam Beveso, Shol Yisrael, Ein Lokos Lachasim Lushem Yachilenu Dvarim Tvei. Vahodo Lol Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ravid has this big kula. That the Beis Yisrael, you're all good. You know, because so many people have non-Jewish workers in the house. So they're not so makbid. Well, so the Ravid, you have, even though the halacha we don't really follow the Ravid, but at least it makes it a little bit better. So,
What do you mean in the shul?
Yeah.
Maybe. So. So Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva here. You have a das. In Chavadas, page 27, Chelek Hay, about the hotels and restaurants, kosher restaurant. But the cook is an Arab, so the Yisrael puts it on in the morning, the Mashkiach. But the cooking is going to be totally the Hanachas HaOichel. Is going to be totally all day the Akum. So the Ashkenazim are good. That's no kunst to matter for the Ashkenazim. But for the Sephardim, so page 29 he writes, V'yata medidon didon yesh lo no atomim v'ayla l'hati al b'tziv v'atav rishin sh'tzol madik as a eishim k'in sh'tzol s'fek s'fek l'hati sh'am l'achar poskin v'asov v'kut yam b'yishuay Akum v'tir b'yishuay Akum v'tir b'yishuay Akum v'pas Akum v'kut yam b'yishuay So you have a, maybe a sveka that you can say that first of all, maybe the Ramah is right, and even if the Ramah is wrong, but maybe you have the kula of shvachos, meaning using the shita that shvachos or shvachos even she'ed of knu yislam. So he has such a sveka. So in the end, he says. Yeah, but it's still a shita, so it's you know. So one second. So that's what he writes in the end. And Gamma Sfardim Bnei Edus Hamizrach Yeshu Lamama Yismochu. Because Rav Abadi in his sefer also said the same idea. Okay, you know. It's not the best thing in the world, but they shall be this more, you know. The best thing in the world is for Sfardim to Sfardim, but you know, Sfardim have to live too, so he's trying to find a cooler for the Sfardim. Okay, so what about a little coffee.
Was there no Indian to say like when a bidishal like Nasakum that in a hotel or a restaurant that it's industrial, you're not meeting a worker. So you go to a restaurant, you're not meeting.
Yeah, so some hold some could hold that's the maritats, maybe there could be as Rav Abadi's held that the Ikir Adin, there's a big question about, you know, what's the heter to have potato chips? And what's the heter to have tuna fish? Mitzad bishalakum. They're all bishalakum. Yeah, so what's the heter? So Rav Abadi thinks the Ikir Adin, the heter is that same heter from yesterday that you just said. That industrial things, were not nichlal in this whole thing. Others don't follow that kula. Some say maybe it's not all Shul Pomelochim, some want to say. Okay, then he has a discussion of Avadi Yosef about coffee. Imutra Lishto's cafe should especially they goy. So what's the story with the coffee shop? What's the story with that? So part of this discussion, if you look, let's take a look. In see here. Page 21 of the Pri Chodesh. So the shayla is like this: this is the shayla. Shechter mentioned it, whatever. That when it says Olel Shulchan Malachim Lafis Bos Hapas, if you take it literally, everyone likes to talk about the Shulchan Malachim thing, but people neglect talking about the latter part of the statement, Lafis Bos Hapas, meaning maybe it was only said this whole gzeira on things that are eaten together with bread. Lafis bos apas. Well, so that's what we're going to see. So that's the discussion. So the Pri Chodesh says, in the Shulchan Aruch we have it, lafis bos apas ola parperes, like you saw Meir just said. So if you look at the Pri Chodesh in Gimel, the Pri Chodesh in Yoredeya is a separate sefer. In other words, in Or Chaim you can get the Pri Chodesh in the back of your Shulchan Aruch. In Yoredeya, you have to. It's a separate. It's called Peiros Genosar. That's the name of the sefer. And you get it together with the Pri Torah of the Or Chaim HaKodesh and the Pri Chodesh. And for some reason, I xeroxed from an old edition. Most probably, when I was making this packet, I probably didn't have the new edition with me. For some reason, maybe it was missing, taken out, I don't know. Because there's a nicer edition. Okay, but you can still read this edition. But in the Or Chaim, you have the Pri Chodesh in the back of the regular Shulchan Aruch, so always have the Pri Chodesh. I mean, now you have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, so I'm saying the old Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Ola parperes, kachos of a tour. Master Shalom, after Malachim ain't a milafti mozapas, came to Ola Shulchan Malachim of parperes, nine of the Kinoa Chasu de Nesse. So one could say, since the Gemara didn't say le parperes, it says lafes mozapas, the tour adds in le parperes. Meaning, parperes means you eat something as a nice dessert or something like that to give you a nice taste in the end. So it's not eaten with the bread, it's le parperes. So people have coffee at the end of the meal for a nice, coffee. I'm not a coffee. My wife is a coffee drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker, but they eat it. People like it. So, parperes. So then, according to that, that would be included in the iser, even though you don't eat it with the bread. Ta'inu kinuach suda. That's a mishum goyim. Ulay yotzal otor zem mashkos of a Rambam. Paulin shasholchem also. Hakusim asurim malachim shol little shulchan malachim mishum parperes. So the Rambam has a lashon parperes, so maybe that's where he got it from the lashon of Rambam. But then he says, "Fein zem chuvah klal da gemara isim hedya kol sheino nechal shulchan malachim lafis bo zapas ebo mishum alkma shkol sheino osu lafis bo zapas." So the Pri Chodesh is very into this, what the Gemara says, the lafis bos hapas. So if it's not lafis bos hapas, so then it's not, you never eat it with bread, so then there's no din of bishulach. That's a bikulam. The shteitzach, it's a bikulam. So therefore, he says, "Each moment the Lord laughs, daf can be made a lifter." First word of the Lord is lifter. So it has to be something that you put on, you eat with bread. You can't always have it. Let's see, the dice of shnei boim b'toras machal ficha chafshe ina b'sud laughs. So something that's, he wants to say. The things that are eaten b'toras machal, you don't need the lafes bos hapas because they're the machal itself. But something that's like a kinuach,
If you eat something for dessert that's not with a pas and it's not a machal, it's eaten as a, you know, as a refresher. So he says maybe then ain't other mezamin chaver alein. So you don't invite your friend just for that. So therefore there's no chashash. So that's what the Pri Chodesh is mitzadin to say. So 1 second. And then the Pri Chodesh has a couple of so that's one cooler that's discussed, this idea that has to be lafis bos hapas. The Pri Chodesh then on page 23 says more about beer. Ein lesor shecher shel tefua mishum bishul akum. Right, we know that we don't make the famous kashatosis. We don't make a shahakol on, you know, we make a shahakol. We don't make a mezonos on beer because we consider it bottled to the water. So the beer part is bottled to the water. In the water, there's no bishul akum, so that's what some want to say. The coffee as well. That it's bottled to the mayim. And then the Pri Chodesh explicitly discusses on page 25. He talks about coffee. Al pi mashem. The mutter lishtos mechakave beveis haakum shafu pisha eno nechol kumo shehu chai mikol mokum eno osu lafiz bo sapas. Because even if you want to say that people don't eat coffee beans alone, even though everybody said maybe some people do, but most people don't seem to, so it's not osu lafiz bo sapas. So that's another svara. And the Aruch HaShulchan has a discussion here on page 26 about this Nakuda, about the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch adding on this idea of the Parparis. Zeh Shamru Chazal, third column, second line. Lafis bo sapas, lav dafka, orcha de milsa komer. Right, ika toloy chashiv is all the shulchan malachim. Maybe that's why people forgot about that halacha. But some say not that way. So that's another part of the. So Rav Avadi Yosef, he discusses different, different possibilities in terms of. Because the Radvaz, he says, the Radvaz says on page 33 that coffee is not olal shulchan malachim lachol sabas. The end of Rav Avadia, the Sikkum here, you know, he says he thinks there's what to be make on. Of course, I wrote to Lahachmir Latzmo, Tomo Lavracha. And
these are some of the from the Sefer Chukos and Shmor, you can see some of the Sikum here. But that's the basic idea. But again, there could be some, I think that's the Maritats, whatever, some Achronim, like everybody pointed out, hold that you can have that same Kula of that. You know, he here, that's Sefer Chukos and Shmor on page 39, O.C. Gimel, he talks about tea and coffee. He discusses Edel Office about a pass, and the word Batel Gabi the Mayim, you know, those far as that we the coffee.
Yeah, it's
so you dip it in the cake. Okay, Rabosei, so these are some of the let's see, is there anything else I wanted to mention? Oh yeah, the Kalim, right. There's a discussion whether you have to kasher. Okay, yeah, that's important. Whether you have to kasher kalim if they had bishul akum in them, you know, the gaisha made cooked yeah, that's on page 20. Halacha Tezayin, very important halacha. He says, Kalim Shabishal by Mabu Chachavim, Lufanein Advanchish by Mishim Bishal Akum, Zrichim Hechsha. So the Pashup Shah and the Shulchan Aruch, as Rav Sal pointed out, on, is that needs Hechsha. Then the Yeshomrim, Shainim Zrichim. So the first sheet is the Rashba, it's Zrichim. And Yeshom Shayna Tzrichim. So the Maisa, you know, simple shot is the Iker Shita should be the first Shita. The body is Makel with the second Shita, but the simple shot is the Stam Yeshom. And then this famous Yerushalmi. Famous Yerushalmi, you know, they talk about if you have Kli Cheres that you can do. So Kli Cheres, you can't Machshir, but you can. But as Yerushalmi says, you can do Hagala Gimel Pomim. It's Yerushalmi Trumas. I once discussed this with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this Yerushalmi Trumas, that we're doing Hagala Gimel Pomim for the Rabbanon. Sheilu Iker Men HaTorah. So some use that as a. For Kli Cheres, for Eidah Ben Yomos. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting. The only time that this Gimel Pomim appears, even though in the Tshuva Sfarim, you know, they use it, Lagabe, all types of discussions of Kli Cheres, but the place that it only appears in Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchos Bishul Akum. Because that's a Drabbanon that doesn't have Iker Min HaTorah, and that's what he says, that if Kli Cheres Magil Gimel Pomim V'dayim, Neshein Lissus a Iker Bin Araisa. So then the more contemporary poskim discuss about you know, if about, you know, doing, you know, a dishwasher three times, maybe because if maybe there's a chashash port, you know, cheres in it or something like that. But it's all from this Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi and Trumas. Yerushalmi and Trumas is not specifically talking about Bishul Akum, but the Mechav is talking about by the Rabbanon saying the Iker Min HaTorah, the Yerushalmi Trumas is talking about. But that it filtered down into the Shulchan Aruch in this area. And that's, you know, so if you assume, you know, things are Cheres, have a Safi Cheres, some stuff, everybody holds if it's glazed, then he doesn't think it's Cheres, but he only thinks that the
like the flower pots, you know, the orange flower pots are the real cheres because they're not glazed. But if you don't assume like that, and you have a shayla of cheres, so then, you know, so then mitzade poskim, Rav Moshe's discussion, you know, tzarif with Chacham Tzvi, with the year, even though we know the Chacham Tzvi is only talking about chametz, but, you know, it's a tzirif. Chacham Tzvi is only talking about chametz, and the Yerushalmi was only talking about, but you know, the general idea, the gadol, these things are used, but the mocker, meaning not the mocker, where it's found in Shulchan Aruch, you know, in all of Hilchas Heksha Kalim, you don't find this halacha of, like, yeah, this is where it's in Hilchas Bishalachim. Mumer. Rabbi told me once from Rav Aaron Kotler, he was more making a Mumer, but I forget which he was talking about. Was he talking about Bishul or other things? So I have to ask him, but which case was he making on? Okay. Yeah, have some. Yeah, so that's what everybody thought, that the svar to be makel is it'll be batal barov, so then maybe anyway you shouldn't be. So that's the other opinion. Because first of all, by the blias, it's not going to be davar chashuv of the blias, right? And it's batal and all these things. He thought you could be somech on the second opinion. But if you could be chashish for the first opinion, and you know, tavo lacha bracha, and
we saw the shem hari in the big talk about steam. According to that, the bracha was a pri chadash that was Yerushalmi, that by then they wanted to extend it to that Yishuv makes possible chol deraisa.
Right. Makes
additional for Shabbos deraisa.
Right.
So how come Yishuv? It's not so pashut that Yishuv doesn't make Yishalakim.
Right, so that's the question, because by the dinim drabbanan, the Yerushalmi was more makelon. So the daraisas, they were machmer. Okay, Rabosai.
With microwaves, is there an issue?
Yeah, so microwaves also a discussion on this. Everybody is usually machmer on the microwaves. They're different opinions, but on this. Yeah. Okay. Beseder. Okay, Rabbi. So, Bez Hashem, next Wednesday, we'll have the Rabbi Tuckman. I don't know if he's here today. He has jury duty. So Lemais, you'll see him. You'll sign up. You'll find him. And then after Shavuos, we should continue on. We should have a full June. You know, not. Not these half-baked things. No half-cooked and half-baked.